It's knowledge that God is sovereign.
去承认神是有主权的。
That he controls all things.
去掌管万事。
And as a loving redeemer.
而他就是我们这个满有慈爱的救赎主。
He is that gracious God that governs my life.
他亦都满有恩慈的去管辖我的生命。
That he is the one that is patient and forgiving.
他亦都是满有忍耐，满有赦免的。
And he is the God that knows me better than I know myself.
他亦都认识我，比我自己认识自己更多。
Because he is the Almighty, All-Wise God.
因为他是一个满有智慧、全能的主宰。
So we must understand this nature of God.
我们必然要认识神这个的本性。
To know that he is the sovereign, loving Father.
要认识佢就系呢个满有主权嘅慈父。
And that really anchors our joy.
呢一个就系我哋喜乐嘅根基。
You know, God is too wise and powerful to make mistakes.
神系满有智慧、满有大能嘅，唔会有误嘅。
So the things that we face in life.
所以当我哋人生要面对嘅一切
，are not mistakes by God.
呢啲唔系神嘅犯错。
You know, yes, they happen as a result of a fallen world.
这些事情的发生是因为我们住在一个堕落的世界。
Yes, it happens as a result of sin.
因为我们是在一个罪里面。
But it also happens because God has ordained it.
但是同时也是在神的主权底下命定了这些事情的发生。
It comes to pass because he allows it.
这些事情会发生因为神容许这些事情发生。
But it's always for your good and for his grace.
但这个事上就是为着你的益处，祂的恩典。
Because God is always loving
and
kind to his children.
神一定是对祂的儿女不断的恩慈，不断的爱。
Nehemiah 9:17 reminds us that he is a gracious God who is forgiving of our sins.
尼希米记第九章就是提醒我们，祂就是一个满有恩慈赦罪的神。
Psalms 91 reminds us that God is our protector and our shield.
在诗篇的第91篇就提醒我们，神就是我们的保护者，也是我们的盾牌。
And he is the one that we can rely on.
他也是我们能够依靠的那一位。
Because he is much more powerful than Satan.
因为他比撒旦的力量是更大。
He has already come and bound Satan.
因为已经来到捆锁了撒旦。
God is in control of all circumstances.
神是掌控着每一件事，每一个的环境，
处境。And this is the God that we belong to.
而我们所属的就是这一位的神。
That he has purchased us by the precious blood of his son.
藉着祂爱子的宝血已经救赎了我们。
And he calls you as his child.
亦都称你为祂的儿女。
Rejoice always.
常常喜乐。
Know that I am your God who is for you, never against you.
你要知道我就是你的主宰，事上是为着你，不是敌对你的。
My will for you is to rejoice always.
而我在你心里面的心意，在你身上的心意，就是要你常常喜乐。
And we rejoice because God has restored our relationship to himself.
我们能够得着喜乐，是因为我们同神的关系已经回复了。
He is not a father that looks down on us and is ashamed of us.
他不是一个父亲看到我们的时候是有羞耻的，看我们不起的。
But he's a father who looks at you and loves you.
那是一个慈父，见到你的时候是爱你的。
Because he sees the sacrifice of Christ's blood covering over you.
因为他所见的就是他爱子主耶稣基督的宝血遮盖你。
You are cleansed through Christ.
藉着主耶稣基督你被洁净。
And you become beloved of God.
你成为神所爱的。
And he is the one that will keep you.
就是他要保存你。
And preserve you.
就是他要保护你，保存你。
That's what we have to cling to.
这个就是我们要捉紧的。
All the promises that God has given to us in the Bible.
就是要捉紧神在圣经所应许的，给了我们的每一个应许。
And when we go through those storms, we must remember God's assurance.
当我们要面对经历风暴的时候，我们必然要记得神给我们的确定。
That God will be the, always the one that will never forsake you.
神是不会撇下我们。
So our joy must be anchored in God.
所以我们的喜乐必然要在神里面来到扎根。
So what motivates us to be joyful?
什么打动我们有这个喜乐呢?
And to be able to give thanks.
让我们能够发出感谢呢?
Is understanding our God.
就是当我们去明白我们的神。
Knowing our sovereign, loving God.
去明白我们这个满有慈爱主权的神。
Remembering his infinite wisdom, grace.
记起他这个无限的智慧，无限的恩典。
We draw close to him.
我们就靠近他。
And we move in a relationship where it's just beyond knowledge.
而我们同他的关系是超越过头脑上的知识。
That you are in a deep relationship with him.
你是同他有一个深深的关系。
Now the whole key to this is actually prayer.
而这个的关键就是祷告。
Prayer.
祷告。
Praying to God is something that he tells us we must do unceasingly.
去求告神是一个永不止息的事。
You know, these three things are commands.
这三样东西都是一个的吩咐命令。
To rejoice, to pray, and give thanks, they're all commands that are given to us.
这个是神吩咐我们的，我们要常常起立，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
Prayer is our communing with God.
祷告就是我们与神相交。
It's a humbling of our heart to seek after God and His will.
就是当我们的心谦卑下来的去寻求神的旨意。
To seek His counsel and His wisdom.
去寻求神的心意。
Now that's the opposite of a prideful heart.
这个就是同一个傲慢的心、骄傲的心的相反。
Prideful heart thinks that I know it all.
一个骄傲的心就说我乜都知道。
I make all my plans.
我已经为我自己计划一切。
I know what I want in life.
我知道我生命里面我要追求什么。
And the God I want is the God that blesses everything that I want.
而我需要的神就去祝福这些一切。
But that's not how God wants it.
但是神的心意不是这样。
God wants our humble heart to come and seek Him.
神要求的就是我们谦卑的心来到寻求祂。
To seek His wisdom and will in our lives.
去在我们生命里面去寻求神的心意，神的智慧。
See, that praying unceasingly.
不住的祷告。
Points to a heart that is constantly dependent on God's grace.
就指向一个心时常都是依靠神的恩典。
Constantly praying and depending on God's strength.
不断的祷告去依靠神的力量。
You know, we always talk about do what God calls you to do.
我们时常讲到话，我们要遵行神的吩咐。
Not by your own strength and not by your own might.
不是凭住自己的力量。
But the power of His Spirit.
乃是靠住圣灵的力量。
And that's done through prayer.
咁呢个系点样做得出的？就是藉住祷告。
That when you realize it is strength.That comes from God that allows you to change.
你就要明白到是神给你的力量，你能够作出改变。
It is God's strength that helps us to turn from sin.
因为是神的力量帮我们转离罪。
It's God's strength that helps us as He calls us to serve Him.
是神给我们的力量去侍奉祂。
Because we're weak.
因为我们是软弱的。
We can't depend on our own strength.
我们不能够靠自己的力量，因为我们是软弱的。
We are feeble.
我们是软弱。
That's why we need to pray unceasingly.
所以我们要不住的祷告。
You know, prayer doesn't have to be always in a quiet place, in a quiet room.
祷告不是时常要在一个安静的房间。
Constantly praying each and every day means that each and every moment of your life you're living before God.
不住的祷告意思就是在你的生命里面每时每刻你都在神面前来活着。
So we're called to pray.Everywhere and anywhere.
所以我们要祷告的时候是随时随刻随地的祷告。
You know, I don't know if you have that practice.
不知道你有没有这个习惯。
You know, my favorite place to pray is when I'm doing the chores.
我最喜欢祈祷的时候就是当我去打理一些琐碎的事。
You know, either doing the meaningless chores of sweeping the house, vacuuming, or folding the laundry.
就算是当我去扫地，我吸尘或者我接衫的时候。
Those are times where we can actually praise God for who He is.
就算是那些时间，我们都能够赞美神，祂是哪一位。
Those are the times that we can pray and pray for people that are going through troubles and storms.
就算是那个时候，我们都会纪念一些在困难当中的人，我们为他们祈祷。
And one of my favorite places to pray is when I'm driving.
而我最喜欢祈祷的时间就是我驾车。
No, not because I want to be safe.
不是，我不想平安，安全。
But,When you drive and you're sitting in traffic,
当你揸车，你又喺度塞车嘅时候
，that moment when you can see all the trees all around you,
当你可以睇到周围嘅树
It's a wonderful moment to praise God for being that glorious creator.
就是在那里去赞颂神，他就是这个奇妙的创造者。
Great opportunity where we can commune with God.
就是在那里我们与神相交。
Ask him to bless our endeavors.
求神去祝福我们手所做的。
Praying for our children as they go through their trials and tests and things of life.
为着我们的儿女，当他们要面对考试或者人生的问题的时候，我们在那里教堂。
And then when we're walking Bella, it's a time to pray as well.
当我带我的狗出去行的时候，也都是我祷告的时间。
So a life of prayer.
一个祷告的生命。
It's a practice that we must learn to do.
我们是一个练习，我们要学这样做。
That in everything we do.
我们所做的一切。
It can be times of prayer.
都可以是一个祷告的时候。
You know, even when you're standing in your shower,
就算你冲凉的时候，
you can sing God's praise.
你就在那里去歌颂神，
worshiping Him.
在那里的敬拜。
You know, that's prayer too.
这个也都是一个祷告。
Secondly,
第二点，
we're able to rejoice always.
我们能够常常喜乐。
Because of the work of Christ.
是因为基督。的工作。
Through the death and resurrection of Christ.
藉着基督的死和复活。
Ephesians 1:3 and Ephesians 1:11-12.
以弗所书一章三节同以弗所书一章十一至十二节.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. In Him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will.So that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of His glory.
愿众赞荣耀归于我们主耶稣基督。我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随意而行，万作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督耶稣里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
Very, very important for us to understand that phrase. We have been blessed with every spiritual blessing.
很重要一点就是说我们各样属灵的恩赐已经得着了。
As a Christian, this is our reality.
作为一个基督徒，这个就是我们的现实。
You've already been given every spiritual blessing.
在属灵上面每一个祝福你已经 被赐予。
Everything that Christ has done on the cross for you.
主耶稣基督在十字架为你所成就的一切。
Through his death, through his resurrection.
藉着他的死，藉着他的复活。
He has bestowed upon you, the believer, everything that you need.
他已经赐给他的信徒一切所需的。
What are those spiritual blessings?
究竟这些属灵的祝福是什么呢？
Now, our sins are forgiven.
我们的罪得赦免。
We're reconciled in relationship to God the Father.
我们与父神的关系和好。
And we have eternal life.
我们得着永生。
That is the hope that nothing can ever take from us.
而这个盼望是没有东西能够夺去的。
And he's given us, the most importantly, the Holy Spirit.
而最更重要的，祂就是将圣灵赐予我们。
It's the Holy Spirit that dwells within each and every Christian.
圣灵住在每一个信徒里面。
That enables us to live life pleasing to God.
祂帮让我们能够过一个讨神喜悦的生命。
Everything you do as a Christian.
你成为一个基督徒所做的每一件事。
Is cleansed by the blood of Christ.
是藉着耶稣基督的宝血得洁净。
And it's the Holy Spirit that empowers you inand cleanses all your service to God.
亦都是圣灵去洁净你对神的侍奉。
And that's what makes it pleasing and acceptable to God.
以致神能够悦纳。
That is the spiritual blessing that he has given to you.
这个就是神所赐给你属灵的祝福。
And we have to realize that if God loves you so much,
我们亦都要知道神既然这么爱我们。
That he died on the cross to give you eternal life.
他在十字架为你死而将永远的生命赐过给你。
How will he not care and provide for us in our earthly needs?
他怎会在世上的生命他不会供应给我们呢？
Even though we go through trials and storms,
就算我们面对试炼，面对风暴，
God has promised to always be with you.
神的应许是时常与你的同在。
It's His strength that will carry you through these storms of life.
是祂的大能带你经过这些风暴。
We have been given everything we need to live life that is joyful.
我哋所需要嘅一切，而能够过一个喜乐嘅生命。
Yes.
神已经赐咗俾我哋。
So that we can live life joyfully.
以致我哋能够过一个喜乐嘅生命。
Because we've been given an eternal inheritance.
因为我哋已经得着永远嘅产业。
That hope that never fades.
系一个不会消逝嘅盼望。
If you belong to Christ,
如果你是属于基督的,
Christ is yours.
基督是属于你的。
Nothing can ever change that.
没有一样事情能够使这个事实去改变。
Nothing can ever separate you from His love.
没有一样事情能够使你与祂的爱来隔绝。
Second point, why we are able to rejoice is because of Christ's love for you.
第二点，我们为何能够得喜乐呢？是因为基督为你所成就的。
Because he is the hope of our salvation.
因为基督就是我们救恩的喜乐。
And thirdly, Christians are able to rejoice always because of the work of the Holy Spirit.
第三点，一个信徒能够常常喜乐是因为圣灵的工作。
We've been studying Ephesians, and Ephesians 1:13-14 reminds us.
我们读紧以弗所书，以弗所书第一章13-14节这样提醒我们。
In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，直等到神的子民被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
See, it is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵的洗礼。
That applies all the blessings and truths into our lives.
让我们得着一切的真理和祝福。
It is the Holy Spirit that is the guarantee of our salvation.
是圣灵去保证我们的救恩。
He is the seal of our salvation.
祂就是我们救恩的印记。
You know, the Spirit is the comforter.
圣灵是这个保惠师。
That comes to remind us of all that Jesus has done for us.
祂就是要提醒我们耶稣基督为我们所成就的一切。
It is the Spirit's work that unites us to Christ.
也都是圣灵使我们与基督联合。
And so that we live united to Him in one.
所以我们是与基督合一的。
It is Christ through the Spirit who strengthens me.
也都是耶稣藉着圣灵使我得力量。
It is the Spirit that leads me.
是圣灵的引领我。
It is the Spirit that molds me.
也都是圣灵的塑造我。
And that is called the sanctification.
这个就是叫做成圣的过程。
When the Spirit lives in us,
当圣灵居住在我们里面，
He is making us more and more each and every day into the image of Christ.
就使我们每一日更有基督的形象。
And that is the power that works through me.
就是这个的力量在我里面来到运行。
That's how I as a Christian can turn from sin.
就是因为这个的大能，我成为一个基督徒的时候，能够转离罪。
It is the Spirit that changes our hearts of stone to hearts of flesh.
就是这个的圣灵使我这个石心变为一个肉心。
It is the Spirit that enables me to turn from selfishness and pride.
就是这个圣灵帮助我去离开我的自私，我的骄傲。
That in all my life I live for myself, my own comforts.
一生都是为着自己的舒适来到去过活。
Living for my own desires.
为着我自己的渴求来到过活。
God, the Spirit that transforms us.
但是神的圣灵就是改变我们。
That gives us the heart to love God first.
让我们有一个心先去爱神。
To let Him sit on that throne in my heart.
让神坐在我心里面的宝座。
So that all that I do will be motivated to live for Christ.
以致我所做的每一件事的推动力都是为基督而活。
And it's His Spirit that helps us to love others more than ourselves.
亦都是圣灵帮助我们爱别人比爱自己强。
And it's the Spirit that applies the fruits of the Spirit in our lives.
亦都是圣灵使属灵的果子在我们的心里面来到结出。
He grows these fruit, this fruit.
佢就要使呢啲果子嚟到成長。
We see that in Galatians 5:22-23.
喺加拉太書五章二十二至二十三節，我哋就睇到啦。
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law.
聖靈所結的果子就是仁愛、喜樂、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信實。温柔节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
There you see it.
你喺呢度睇到啦。
Joy as a second spirit.
喜乐系第二个果，系第二个果子。
Now, so therefore, joy.
所以喜乐咧
，is something that we experience as a Christian.
系一个基督徒经历嘅。
It's a gift of God.
系神所赐嘅礼物。
God gives us joy.
是神赐喜乐给我们。
And as we experiencing His grace and His salvation,
当我们经历祂的恩典、祂的救恩，
He will grow that fruit of joy in our heart.
祂就使这个喜乐的果子在我们的心里面来到成长。
God is the one that will grow that fruit.
是神使到这个果子成长。
And that fruit will grow because of the work of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
而这个果子会成长，就是因为圣父、圣子、圣灵的工作。
Because they are the ones that give us life.
因为是他们赐生命给我们。
They are the one that gives us this eternal hope.
是因为他们将这个永恒的盼望赐过给我们。
And this knowledge should be what drives us.
当我们有这个知识的时候，就应该成为我们的动力。
To live with joy.
我们要在生命里面是过一个喜乐的人生。
It's this knowledge that we know that God is the one that watches over us.
当我们有这个认知，是神去看顾我们。
That we can live a life of giving thanks.
我们就能够过一个充满感恩的人生。
That we can give thanks in all circumstances.
我们就是无论在什么处境，我们能够凡事谢恩。
Because God has opened our eyes to see who He is.
因为神打开我们的眼睛，让我们看见祂是哪一位。
To understand what He's done for us through Christ.
我们会明白到藉着主耶稣基督，神为我们所成就。
And that His Spirit is the Spirit that will always watch over and protect us.
是祂的灵时常的去眷顾我们。
That we can trust in the divine providence of God.
我们能够去信靠神的护理。
You know, when you think about this word providence, it's a wonderful doctrine.
当我们想到护理这个字眼的时候，其实是一个美好的教义。
The doctrine of providence is very simple.
这个护理的教义其实是很简单的。
It means that God takes all the events that happen.
意思就是说，神眷顾一切所发生的事。
He takes all the actions of all people all the time, of all time.
所有的人，一切的行动，祂都眷顾。
And God moves in His own free will.
而神就是凭着祂自由的意志来到行事。
And He weaves all these things together in perfect harmony.
祂就是将这些事情连起来，有一个的和谐。
To accomplish His perfect and sovereign eternal plan.
去成就祂这个在永恒里面完全有主权的计划。
Now that's the doctrine of providence.
这个就是护理的教义。
Out of His love, God has a plan for each and every one of our lives.
凭着祂的爱，在我们每一个人的生命里面，神都有个计划。
And the plan that God brings about, of course, is to always bring Him glory.
而神的计划必然的就是要将荣耀归于祂。
But as Jeremiah 29 reminds us, that the plan that God has for us is a plan that is always for our good.
耶利米书提醒我们，神给我们的计划时常都是要为着我们的益处。
The plan is never to destroy us.
祂的计划不是要使我们破碎。
But to give us life.
乃是要赐生命给我们。
You know, this is the doctrine of providence.
这个就是护理的教义。
And this doctrine should give us amazing comfort.
在这个教义里面应该给我们有很大的安慰。
Because there are many things in life that we cannot control.
因为在人生里面有很多事情不是在我们的掌控底下。
But I can face whatever comes my way.
但是无论我要面对什么都好。
Because No matter what happens,
无论发生咩事都好，
God providentially orders it to work together for our good.
系喺神嘅护理底下，神安排呢啲嘅事情为咗我哋嘅益处。
That is what He has promised you in Romans 8.
呢个就系佢喺罗马书对你嘅应许。
All things will work together for those who love God.
万事要互相效力，叫爱神嘅人得益处。
So because of God's sovereign providence.
因为神嘅护理嘅主权，
we can rejoice.
我哋能够有喜乐，
and always give thanks.
常常嘅凡事嘅谢恩，
because nothing is ever outside of His plan.
因为冇一个事情系喺佢计划以外。
So as we come to our conclusion,
当我哋要结束嘅时候，
the foundation of our joy is
我哋喜乐嘅根基
is God Himself.
系神。本身
the work of Christ,
基督的工作
and the application of the Holy Spirit,
亦都是圣灵运行
our Christian joy,
基督徒的喜乐
springs from that deep confidence we have in Christ,
是扎根于我们的信心
that what He has done for us is sufficient,
主耶稣基督为我们所作所成就的就足够了。
That God is the one that is in control.
神就是这个掌管着的。
Everything that happens
所发生一切的事
is for His glory.
是为着祂的荣耀。
And for our good.
为着我们的美好。
And the key for us
而对于我们来说这个关键
is living a life of prayer.
就是要过一个祷告的生活。
Constantly seeking the Lord in prayer.
不住的藉着祷告去寻找神
humbling our hearts before Him
在神面前谦卑下来
not demanding what we want Him to do
不是去要求我我们要要求祂为我们做些什么
but asking Him how He wants you to live
乃是去求问神我们应该如何的为祂而活
keeping our eyes focused on Christ
而我们双目是专注于基督
Because we live in His presence.
因为我们是在祂面前来过活。
And He is a God that loves us.
祂是一个爱我们的主宰。
He is unchangeable.
祂是不变的。
You know, instead of being thrown by the waves of life and the storms of life,
我们不要被人生的风暴使我们飘浮。
We have to anchor in the love of Christ.
我们要扎根于主耶稣基督的爱。
Our joy
depends
on this eternal, unchanging God.
我们的喜乐是依赖着，是靠着这个永恒不变的神。
A God that never changes.
是一个永恒不变的神。
And nothing in the world can ever separate you from His love.
而在这个世界里面，没有一样东西能使你与祂的爱隔绝。
Rejoice always.
要常常喜乐
Pray without ceasing,
不住的祷告
giving thanks for all circumstances,
凡事谢恩
for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you,
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告
Father, we come before you, we rejoice and give thanks.
天父，我们来到你的面前，感恩的赞颂你
for your amazing love.Has been shown to us.
因为你奇妙的爱已经彰显了给我们。
Even today, as we witness individuals coming before you, O Lord,
例如就好似今日我们去见证有弟兄姊妹的来到你的面前。
To join the body of Christ.
去加入基督的肢体。
To be baptized into your family.
去受洗的加入你的家庭。
We see the amazing work that you are doing in their lives.
我们看到主你在他们生命
That through their testimonies we can see their joy as well as their sufferings.
在他们见证，我们看到他们所面对的难处，但同时也看到他们救恩的喜乐。
But we see that amazing power of your grace being poured out into their lives.
也看到你奇妙的大能倾倒在他们的生命里面。
That even as the young children sung and shouted,
就算好像这个孩子他们都大声的高歌
Jesus comes to calm the storms.
主耶稣来到就是要平静风浪
And you have calmed the storms of our lives.
是事实，主耶稣，你是平静了我们生命的风暴。
Father, you've taken that tsunami of sin away from us.
你就是将生命罪拿走。
The pending destruction of justice.
在你的公义里面，我们应该是被破碎的。
But you showered us with blessings of grace.
但是反得主你给我们的就是恩典的祝福。
So that we can come before you and call you Abba Father.
以致我们能够来到是称你为我们的阿爸。
Thank you, O Lord, for your love.
天父，我们去感谢你的爱。
Thank you for the blood, precious blood of Christ.
感谢主耶稣基督的宝血。
Thank you for the Holy Spirit that applies all your blessings to us.
感谢圣灵赐我们一切属灵的祝福。
Father, help us to be ones that are able to live life.
天父帮助我们过活的时候。
As you called us to live.
能够过一个你蒙你呼召的生命。
To rejoice.
要喜乐。
To pray.
要祷告。
And give thanks.
要谢恩。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
In your name we pray.
我们奉你的名字来祈求。
Amen. Let us all rise and turn to hymn number 447.
让我们一起。